1 week after exhibiting the voters' register, the program is still experiencing low patronage. As part of the exercise, those who registered the NHIS card are to be re-registered. Reports indicate that only 6,181 people, representing 11%, have re-registered. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, the Director of Communications at the EC, Eric Jakosu, said if the trend continues, most people may not be able to check and re-register at the end of the exercise. He said the EC is intensifying education to get more people to check their names.
The exercise started with a low turnout, and we've been monitoring it closely, and we intensified the education in the expectation that with time it will pick up. We got some figures from the field, and those figures still indicate that we are still on the low side in terms of the turnout. If we take, for example, the re-registration exercise, we deleted about 56,772 names. But as at the close of yesterday, only 6,181 have been able to re-register. That is just about 11% of the number. Then when you take the register, that's about the exhibition. The register, which has about 15,800 on it, only 2,372,183 have gone to check so far, which represents about 15%. Out of this number which I've checked, 2,296,524 have been successfully verified. Then about 12,113 people have been objected to on various grounds of not being eligible to be on the register.
Briefly focus on the re-registration exercise, which ends this Friday, it's coming Friday, it's a 10-day exercise. Is it possible that some people might not be re-registered?
Yeah, if this trend continues, if about 6-7 days into the exercise, then it starts to reason that at the close of the day, we may have a majority not being registered.
What happens then?
You know, it's a field exercise. Mm-hmm. We are monitoring. There will definitely be a review of it at the end of the day, and the commission would definitely decide on what to do.
Director of Communications at the EC, Eric Jakosu. The Director of Communications and Corporate Affairs at the NCCE, Joyce Efutu, said her outfit is carrying out the necessary education to whip up interest in people. She encouraged the electorate to take advantage of the exercise to avoid frustration on voting day.
In terms of a patronage, it is low. It has been low simply because as and when we also get the information, because you know the exhibition and it is sized and they are very technical, so take our information from the Electoral Commission. So as and when we get the information, we disseminate out there.
Was the publicity that early or was late from the NCC point of view?
Ideally, we should have started earlier. But as and when we got the information, we started disseminating. The issue is that if you look at education on the electoral process, actually it's technical, and we get all the information from the Electoral Commission.
Yes.
When it comes to civic education and the need for people to ensure that their names are in the register and they need to exercise their civic responsibility and all that, that one is a work of NCC and we do it.
Yeah, even with that, then people are finding it difficult to remove or to check whether their names
yes,
are in the register.
The issue is that wherever we go and in our educational activities, we emphasize the critical nature of the exercise, because before you can ensure that your name is in the register, you need to go and then check whether it is there, so that on election day you can exercise your franchise. So we emphasize that people are waiting till when it's about ending, then they will go and queue and all that. So currently we are undertaking announcements in the communities to whip up the interest of people to go and then check their names in the register.
The Director of Elections for the NDC, Samuel Ofosu-Wampofu, so the process has gone on smoothly so far. He however complained that the exercise has put huge financial burden on the political parties, since they have to deploy polling agents to all centers and take care of them as well.
As a political party, it's always our responsibility to facilitate this process, and it's not easy. It adds an additional cost. I think it will be indicated that it is also a huge financial burden on the political parties, because this time around the number of exhibition centers have been increased, and so if you want to deploy even a party agent each, then it means that you have 29,000 party agents to be deployed. Mm-hmm. If you decide to give them even 300 CDs a day for chop money, I mean, if for nothing at all, for them to put body and soul together, We are talking about 29,000 times 21 days. I mean, no political party will have that resources.
So does it mean that you don't have your men at every...
So what we have done is to encourage our police station executive, because we believe that it is a branch activity. And so that is what they are doing now. So they are moving around and they are doing the monitoring. But it is really a very expensive exercise.
The MP for Ikwapem South, Obi Amwa, advised the Electoral Commission to intensify education on the exhibition since this year's awareness has been low. According to him, the lack of public education has resulted in the low turnout of registrants. Mr. Amwa said the exercise is important and it must be treated as such since it gives the nation a certified register for elections. He, however, commended the Electoral Commission for a good work done so far.
After 1 week, I would say that probably we still need to do more education. Then people need to be informed as to the relevance of this website. Important for several reasons. So, during this period that you can go and check your name. If your name is not on the register, through the inclusion form for you to be included on the register, you can check if your details are not correct, through the correction form is correct. It's a very important website, because after this exercise, the EC gets certified and serious for us to do some lessons. Going around, the response is not to encourage, but it's necessary, as I said, because if I take my party and my officers, for instance, we provided our agents with register, even though for the military registration site, we said to contact them. As at the beginning, we didn't have copies, so they had to use printouts. But it turned out that we find some names in the register that we see holding, which are missing in our register, and vice versa. Some places, yeah, it's provided by the Electoral Commission when it turned into subsequent registration exercise. So it's just a matter of trying to reconcile these registers. Some get to the place, their names are missing. They may find their names in our register, but not on the EC's register. It's a good thing that sometimes it's when it's getting the last moment, everybody wants to rush to do it. But as I said, even in this particular case, you even have the verification machine for you to also verify your fingerprints.